T-minus 1 minute. T-minus 50 seconds. T-minus 40 seconds. T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Public service announcement. I need all my Titan fans to come on down. Grab you some popcorn, grab you a drink. Titans Coliseum in the building. Yeah, not, boy, I'm in the game. Still ballin', I'll never change. I be rappin' my hometown for the whole city, really knew my name. Boss talk, I don't do favors. Yeah, we signin' deals with the top players. We just started this lifestyle. We be having all kind of haters. I'm a mad man, they better come get me. Wanna box me in, but I'm too shifty. If they come at me sideways, I'ma stiff on me like Derrick Henry. Now listen, we're not the same. EA Sports, boy, I'm in the game. I be rappin' my city, dog. Got a tight logo hanging on the chain. Big money, big moves. New stadium on the way. Nashville, we hold it down. We the one team that you don't wanna play. They be trying to talk down on us. I just laugh at them and I walk away. I don't tolerate disrespect. Might shoot a fade, Penny Hardaway. Big money, big moves. New stadium on the way. Nashville, we hold it down. We the one team that you don't wanna play. We be putting in the hard work, so we coming in with all kind of skill. I be living in the end zone. My finger roll like Tannehill. What's poppin'?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Titans Coliseum podcast. I'm your host, Leonard Firestone. I'm here with my co-host, RJ Ellison. We are missing our other co-host, Morocco Taylor. He is out handling some personal issues tonight. So me and RJ is going to hold it down. RJ, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing good, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of free agent talk, man. I see we got some big news from Henry, man. And you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of stuff going on, man. It was never a dull week when it comes to Titans Twitter, man. Titans news, man. You know how it goes.
Yeah, bro. Remember when we was sitting there like that meme where that dude's poking the rock? Like, do something. That's what Titans offseason like. Now it just seems like it's just jam-packed with information, and we're trying to keep up with everything that's going on, bro. It's been beautiful and hectic at the same time.
Oh, yeah, man. It's the same thing every year, man. I feel like we're growing as a franchise, so we're getting more and more fans, and we're getting a lot more viewership, you know what I'm saying, as a franchise. So a lot of stuff's going to happen moving forward, you know. We'll probably never be like the Cowboys or nothing, but we most definitely can be a good, you know, market, you know what I'm saying, as we keep growing as a city, as a state, you know what I'm saying, all this other stuff. So we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, man, before we get into all this talk, let me go ahead and talk about these sponsors for us. Today's episode is brought to you by LionsDenBeerCollection.com. If you want the best luxurious products for your beard, you want to get it in tip-top shape, if you need to start growing your beard and you want to start off on the right track, make sure you go to LionsDenBeerCollection.com. Use promo code Coliseum. Get 25% off your orders. Also, this episode is brought to you by SunnySmilesCoffee.com, premium freshly roasted coffee. They will not grind it. They will not roast it until you order it. They'll get it sent out to you quickly, so you're guaranteed that freshness. So go to SunnySmilesCoffee.com and get free shipping on all your U.S. orders right now. As well as go to TitansColiseum.com, sign up for our newsletters. We have blogs and articles going all the time, as well as getting updates on latest episodes and content that we're putting out as well. So make sure y'all go to TitansColiseum.com and stay up to date. As well, if you haven't already, make sure you are joining the Titans Army community on Facebook. It's a great community. A lot of great people in there bring up a lot of great topics and discussions, and none of that foolishness, none of that unnecessary, you know, foolishness. We'll keep it at that. So in there, they handle everything. They keep that shit down to a minimum. So make sure you go to the Titans Army, join that community on Facebook today. Yeah, man. So this been a hectic, crazy week. It's been a lot, and free agency officially don't start to what, Monday? So, yeah. Bruh, but there's already a lot of, you know, Mike Evans deal came out. A couple other people got signed. Ladarius Sneed got tagged. And there's been some rumors out there about, you know, a couple teams being talking about trading for him. And Titans come up isn't that topic of discussion when you're talking about teams being traded for. So is Ladarius Sneed somebody the Titans should be trading for? And what are you willing to trade for that's not too much for Ladarius Sneed?
I'm not with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the probably, I don't know. I ain't gonna say the few. I think there's a probably half and half when it comes to Ladarius Sneed. I think that Ladarius Sneed is a really good corner, but I do think by the time he gets done with the contract with us, I mean, he's gonna be in his 30s, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want any old vets, man. I need young players, man, young guys, man, that we can build around for the future, man. So, and I don't want to give up nothing. Now, if he wanted to just come as a free agent, like before we got tagged, I would have took him, you know what I'm saying? But as in trading for him, nah, I'm good. We don't have that many draft picks as it is. So, I'm not finna trade for him, you know, so I'm good.
Yeah, no, man, he's a player that I definitely was wanting and hoping when free agency come, because safety is definitely a position that we got to start looking to build around and start solidifying for the future. So, I was excited when I was like, man, he's going to hit free agency. But as soon as they tagged him and they're like, trade talk, I'm like, no, trade talk. We don't need to be trading. If anything, we're trading. We got to be trading up to get either, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr., which I don't see us doing that, or we trade back. But we don't have nothing to actually start trading for some of these players that are getting tagged. And plus, it ain't like the safety market ain't good out here as it is in free agency that we're that desperate that we need to go trade for Ladarius Sneed, bro. There's a bunch of good safeties out there. Poyer just came out there on the free agency too.
Yeah, well, definitely.
He's in his 30s, and that's, you know, considered older for safety, especially for a safety position. But
yeah, if you're gonna get an old safety, you better get him for the cheap, man. Because I mean, I usually look at if we're gonna get an old safety, we might just bring Kevin Byard back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, back for the cheap. You know, if you're gonna talk about getting an old safety, hey, I'm good.
I'll definitely take
Ladarius Sneed is a cornerback, by the way, if you didn't know that.
I don't know why I was thinking safety on that, but yeah. Bro, so much, you know, so much. I don't know why the hell, but thank y'all for correcting me on that. But no, I just don't see why we would trade from that situation. You go out there, we got to sign people and draft as well. Like you said, we just don't have the draft capital to give up. We're trying to build up some draft capital. So I don't see that really helping us and being beneficial for us. Plus the Chiefs trading them to us. And bro, I feel like they would hit us over the head for a price. So that's not a team that they're looking to deal off somebody.
So
like
do you feel the same way about Marshon Lattimore? If you were available in the trade?
Yeah, I don't, because it's still the same thing. Like, we need to start building on capital. We're at a point now where we can't keep trying to band-aid shit, right? So they are nice guys and they are great guys, but those moves would hinder our franchise moving forward.
Rebuilding. You know what I'm saying? Good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Look, I get it. They're good corners and they will come here and be QB, CB1, man, but nah, man, I'm not trying to give up no sec, because they're going to be asking for a second-round pick, and that second-round pick for us is huge because we don't have a third-round pick. That's why, you know, I'm in the with trade back community now, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd have kind of flipped off with this draft, man. I want to make sure that J.J. McCarthy is our bait to trade back, man. Like, we need trade back, dog. I need a third-round pick, and I need some picks for next season, man. We got to build this. We got to build this Rome that I want to build in the draft. Like, we're not gonna build it in free agency, man. Like, I if we don't spend a dollar in free agency, I'm cool. We gotta pay people, you know. So I want to pay some of these young guys, man, when the time comes. I don't want another AJ Brown story where we can't pay AJ Brown and we gotta trade him. Like, nah, man. Like, this free agency is important, but it ain't that important as that Titan fans are just trying to make it seem like, oh, we need to spend every single dollar. Like, nah, man, we need to save money, man, so we can build a team through the draft first, man. Then you start to spend the money. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. It's about patience, man. We're not going to get there overnight, man. It's about patience. So
yeah, and my thought process, I'm kind of with you on that, but mine is spending properly in free agency, right? Because we're starting to learn and we're starting to see that some of these contracts or some of these players are getting ridiculous. So if you're going to try to win a Super Bowl with certain players that you know you need star players at, you got to build those guys through the draft. And then the other people you can do through free agency. Wide receiver is something I'm starting to notice more and more and more. We're going to have to get through the damn draft because damn, Mike Evans, what, 30 mil a year is what he got?
I'm not in a rush to pay no wide receiver. We're not competing for a Super Bowl right now. You don't need to pay no wide receiver. Don't let those teams that's, you know what I'm saying, that's the Baltimore Ravens, you know, them type teams, man, let them pay for these receivers, man. We're not there yet. You know what I'm saying? So that's just where I'm at with it, man. And we need young players, man. We need guys we can build a roster around, man. So we can when it's our time to compete for a Super Bowl, we already got guys that know what they're doing. We already got the culture built. You get what I'm saying? We got the players that's been there, done that, and we got the T-shirt, man. You know what I'm saying? Like we gotta build this, man. It's not gonna happen over one season.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's exactly my point. Is because that you gotta build through the draft, and we've seen that, like, okay, the Chiefs mentality, they won a Super Bowl with a quarterback under a rookie contract. I think that's not only the case with a QB, but wide receiver as well. We see the running back, it can be done by committee. It's kind of devalued, if you want to use that word. It's getting devalued a little bit, so you don't have to pay running back. So you can go in free agency and get a running back. That's not an overpriced. You don't want to go get a wide receiver or quarterback in free agency. Sometimes some of these DBs be even high sometimes in free agency. So you go grab you some linebackers, get some good pieces. You go grab you some offensive linemen, get you some good pieces. Go get you somebody at running back if we're not bringing Derrick Henry back. Get somebody back there that's going to help pair up with Tajay Spears, then go in that draft, solidify who's going to be your anchor at offensive line, solidify who's going to be your wide receiver, and go get you somebody that's going to be a playmaker on defense as well, because those are going to be the guys we got to start building. Because, yeah, these Marshawn Lattimores would be great to have, and these Ladarius needs to be great to have, but we got to draft these guys, not trade for them.
Yes, and I look at it like this, man. I don't want to pay I'm done paying these non-premium positions. This team that we had before them, we paid at running back because safety. Like, these aren't premium positions. You get what I'm saying? We paid both our safeties. Like, who's doing that in the league? Nobody's doing that. As much as I love Kevin Byard. Now, Kevin Byard, he deserved to get paid because he was playing out his damn mind. Now, when you do get somebody at a non-premium position like Kevin Byard or a future Hall of Famer at a non-premium position, then you pay them. You get what I'm saying? You don't let them walk. But when the premium position, we need to pay our left tackle, make sure our left tackle is paid. Quarterback needs to be paid. Our top wide receiver needs to be paid. It was stupid for us to get rid of A.J. Brown. That was the dumbest thing we could have did. He's a premium position, man. You got to give him that bread. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't be paying any – we tried to pay Amani Hooker before A.J. Brown. That was stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just got to think, man. Premium positions only should be always priority when it comes to paying people in the near future, man. Just a lot of mistakes that we made, and I think a lot of that's going to get fixed now that we have a new management, new GM that understands what the new league is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. I just felt like J-Rob, his mindset was still New England Patriots of the old days, man, and it kind of got to us, man. You know what I'm saying? We competed, you know. We got to where we wanted to. We were competing, but we wasn't good enough, man. We wasn't good enough, you know. So
yeah, and I completely agree. And too, and looking at this free agency too, bro, like now we're starting to narrow down and starting to figure out actually who's going to be in free agency, not speculating. There's a lot of good young offensive linemen in this free agency, bro. So if you can get somebody for the right price, you wouldn't have to draft as many offensive linemen in this draft, and we can go out here and go get some wide receivers at skills position, or, you know, go get some DBs to actually make a difference, because we got to get some game changers on this field. We need constant game changers. And Will Levis looks like he can be one, and he's going to be one. Tajay Spears looks like he's going to be one, where, you know, D-Hop can be a game changer. But we got to get people that we know is going to be solidified foundation pieces for the future moving forward that are going to be the game changers and the people that actually set the culture and is going to be the face of the Tennessee Titans moving forward. And I'm hoping we can do that maybe this draft, get some guys in. I don't care if it's first round, second round, fourth, fifth. I don't give a damn. Just make sure when we're up there picking, we're getting the best available guy for our team that's actually going to give us a fight, be dogs, and show up for us game in and game out for 17 games, 18 weeks.
Yeah, and I look at it just, man, you know, I've been looking at a lot of the skill players in the draft, man. There's a lot of good skill players. Now, offensive lineman, I just feel like, man, we're going to have to get – we're probably going to get a right tackle in this free agency. I do like that guy from the New England Patriots. That's I think he's from here, you know what I'm saying? I think it's Michael Owen Saw. I don't know how to say his name, man. But if we get that guy, I'm cool with him on the right side. I don't know what we're going to do with Nicholas Petit Ferrer. Maybe he just be a good backup. A lot of these guys that we got, you know, that are offensive linemen are probably good backups. They're not good starters. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if Aaron Brewer was a backup, he would be a lot better than he would be just being a 17-game starter. Like, he's just not that, you know. If we can get a center and a right tackle in a free agency, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I think we can move on, and we just go ahead and draft Joe Alt in the first round, man, or we draft Olu in the first round. And, you know, I just want to make sure that we have our left tackle on a 5-year deal so we ain't got a rush to pay him because, you know, it's a lot of money. Running backs, you know what I'm saying? I've been looking at running backs in the draft, man. There's a lot of good running backs, man, from Blake Corum to, you know, my boy Jalen Wright, you know what I'm saying? Trey Benson look like he's going to be good, you know what I'm saying? There's Braylon Allen. A lot of people like him, you know what I'm saying? I like Braylon Allen.
That dude from Michigan, man. You see him at the combine. That dude is young.
Hey, I like Blake Corum, man. If we got Blake Corum, man, to go with Tajay Spears, man, and what I like about him, he runs with grit. He's very elusive, and he has, you know, short area quickness, man. And I really like that about Blake Corum. If we got him and Tajay, they're two different styles of running back. You know what I'm saying? And they're both small. You get what I'm saying? I think I really like small running backs because they're hard to dictate what hole they're gonna go through. And Blake Corum, man, he's a tough dude to bring down, you know what I'm saying? So,
bro, those arms was massive out there. It looked like he was ready to just stiff arm somebody out the universe. Forget the damn stadium, yeah, like, bro. And I think it's bro.
You see that? Like, he outbid Joe Alt, bro. He had more reps. Yeah, this is crazy, bro. Like, dude is that strong.
He had 27 reps at the bench, bro. He was out here working it, man. So, bro, he's definitely a beast. Somebody I've been looking at too. Even though I know a lot of people's like, oh, it was Michigan player. I don't give a damn, bro. He been out there. He was running drills.
A good player, man. Like, people, I mean, you go back and look at if you just look at the people that they got coming out, especially, I like that wide receiver they got, man. That Roman Wilson dude, he can play, man. He very elusive, man, and he get open, man, and he runs a 4.3. It's not like he's slow, you know what I'm saying? I like those little SWAT guys, man, that can get open all the time. I want Kyle Phillips to be. I do like Ladd McConkey, though, man. If you ever watched Ladd McConkey at Georgia?
Yes.
You know, I really like him, too. So,
bro, him, McConkey, and then Luke McCaffrey, those three are kind of like the same one. If you're looking for a slot guy, yeah, so if you're looking for I can't believe I forgot him in that too. But if you're looking for a slot guy that's really shifty, go make cuts, get real quick for you, and I think those are the top four guys you got to be looking at if you're looking for a slot or a number three wide receiver. Dude, they just been so impressive how they ran, how they was breaking speeds out there, especially the way Luke was running some of his drills, and when he puts a foot in the ground and he goes, man, he's quick on them cuts. So I'm excited about that, man. Devontae Walker, that's a dude that I've been looking at, that as a wide receiver that maybe be in a later round, that if we do go Joe Alt first and all these other little diamonds.
Yeah, we're going to get a good – I'm telling y'all, man, if we got Joe Alt, bro, I'm telling y'all there's plenty of good receivers in this draft, man. We will be fine. Even – like, I know he didn't run a good 40, but Keon Coleman is a really good receiver. If y'all haven't watched his tape, man, and if you watch his little shuttle and cone drills and the little drill where he's running through that line, man, he ran it perfectly. Like, the dude can run routes, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not very fast. I get it. You know, he didn't run a fast 40, but he's tall. He's 6'3". He can catch anything, you know, so.
Bro, you know who else didn't run a pretty a good 40 but was also a pretty damn good wide receiver? Anquan Boldin, bro. So I mean, speed ain't always everything. I mean,
you know who's a a really good wide receiver that didn't run a good 40 time. You know, Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice ran like a 4.7, bro, and he's the best receiver we've ever seen. You know, so
Larry Fitzgerald didn't run that great. Yeah.
Like, 40 times don't mean that much. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I do want my receivers to run fast. I don't want my receivers slow, but Keon Coleman, I'm telling you, he's a different player when you cut that tape on. When you put him on the field out there, no, he's a different player, you know. And he'll be there at 38 because he ran a bad 40. So,
Yeah, and bro, I know everybody's getting excited because what's his name? Worthy broke the combine record for speed at 4.21. But bro, when you and that's exciting. Took
the Oklahoma hat off, bro.
I don't take an Oklahoma hat off, but okay, do you know what he weighed in at? And this is the big question mark for me because all that speed's fine. Yeah,
160, didn't he?
165, bro. So that's cool that speed is. But John Ross was fast. But the thing was, John Ross was small and he kept getting hurt. But this guy, he's tall, but he's weight-wise smaller than John Ross. So are you going to be able to take these hits in the NFL? Because you run fast. I love what Worthy does. I like him as a wide receiver, but that's a big question mark for you, bro. I weigh more than you. And I'm 5'10". That don't make no damn sense.
But like I said that before even he ran that 40 time. I watched his tape and I'm like, man, he's a good receiver, but he's just too small. He's too small. You way too small to be playing in the league, man. Anything you gonna be healthy? It's not gonna happen, man. He's gonna be fighting injuries, man, in the league. I'm telling you, he's gonna be a good player, but he's gonna fight injuries. I do like his other receiver, though, the other receiver in Texas, A.D. Mitchell. I think he's going to be really, really good. He gives me Brandon Ayuk vibes, you know what I'm saying? He man, that dude can play, man, you know. Xavier Leggett, too. I just seen that he put Xavier Leggett down there. I do like Xavier Leggett as well. I think he's a good wide receiver, you know. Yeah. And I'm trying to stay away from the little top guys because, I mean, we talk about them all the time, you know what I'm saying? The Brian Thomas, the Malik Nabers, and who else? You know, Romo Doozy. I like all those guys, but I want to talk about some of these guys that we could probably get in the second round, you know, as well, just so we can keep our expectations a little bit low because I just don't think we're going to go wide receiver first round. Now, if we do, I'm going to be excited, you know, just as excited as I would when we get Joe out, but, you know, we'll see what you would do.
So I got a question because like this name has came up quite a bit, but I think some of the combine and some of the other stuff, when you go back and watch tapes, some people has kind of adjusted on this, taken on this person. So I kind of want to know your take on it too. But Jamari Thrash,
where do you play?
Yeah, Louisville.
Oh, that's the fast guy, right? Is he fast?
He is a 4.46. He's supposed to, it was one of the guys that everybody was talking about being good, and then like he was supposed to be in the top class up there with, you know, the Marvin Harrison and all of them and Malik Nabers, but then kind of came out there in the combine and didn't do so well on some of these drills. Didn't run as fast as people thought he was going to run. His three cone was the worst three cone out of all the wide receivers. And he was supposed to be one of the top five, top 10 wide receivers in his draft. And then three cones to me is, you know, that lets me know you're in and outs of your breaks, how you go run your routes and shit. So that's kind of more important to me than the damn 40, because that lets me know how explosive you can get in and out of these turns and stuff whenever we need routes or whatever. So that shows me you're a lot slower than what your people are expecting you to be.
Yeah. I think I'm good. That seemed like a guy that might get undrafted, man. You know what I'm saying? That he reminded me of Dead Fitzpatrick, man. Like that's just like a Dead Fitzpatrick to me. You know what I'm saying? Look, I have bad trauma from Louisville wide receivers, man. As a Dead Fitzpatrick, man. I still don't understand. We traded up for this dude when Amon-Ra St. Brown was sitting right there. I'll never forget it because I called it out when it happened. You know, J-Rob, man. I'm just scarred from J-Rob. I just hope that Rand Carthon makes me just forget about J-Rob entirely, because golly, you know. So
yeah, and Terry asked, are we trading back in the draft? Are you a fan of them trading back in the draft, or are you wanting them to stay at 7?
I want them to trade back. I want more picks. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if J.J. McCarthy is what they're hyping him up to be, and he's there at 7, and we can just be like, hey, we're going to pick J.J. McCarthy. You know what I'm saying? I would do that to every one of them teams to see if somebody's going to trade, because you want to know why? Because if you, when it comes to quarterbacks, the people going to give you a bag to get a franchise quarterback. So if we get a first, second, and third out of that, you know, because the Bills traded a first, second, and third to get Josh Allen at 7. And that was, you know, a long time ago. I can only imagine, especially now in a passing league, you know what I'm saying, where quarterbacks mean everything. I wonder how much we could get for J.J. McCarthy, you know. So
you saw after the combine, his stock went up. Mm-hmm. Real high. So I can see a lot of these teams panicking like they do once it gets closer to combine or to the draft, and be like, hey, what would it take to get the seven Titans? What do we got to do? And man, hey, at that point, if Rand's going to be who Rand is, and you learn that San Francisco way over there from John Lynch,
tag him.
Yes, we need it. You do like draft day on that movie, and he's like, you gonna give me that extra first round pick because I want to, you pancake eating motherfucker. You just get in there with that confidence and get this.
Mel Kiper said today that JJ McCarthy's better than Drake May. He said he said he should go higher than Drake May. Now Drake May falls to the seven. If Drake May or JJ McCarthy fall to seven, bro, you gotta finagle your way out there at that seven pick, man. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm cheering for every little hype post I see of JJ McCarthy. Because one, I don't even think JJ McCarthy that good, but hey, he's the GOAT. He's the next GOAT in my eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Business wise, hey bro,
he's about to be the next GOAT.
Right. We need every QB to look like the diamond. Every team is needed.
He's
right
the
now.
Guy you've been missing, JJ McCarthy.
Answer. Yeah, we need more draft picks. And for me, if we are going like and only the Titans know what they're doing at some point, maybe not even yet, but if you know that you're not going, if you're going wide receiver in the first round, then you have to trade back because you can get some of those same wide receivers around that 12, 15, 20 mark again. So why go ahead and go get them at seven when you can tack some of these guys that's needing a QB? Get some draft picks and go back. Now, if you're going left tackle, stay at seven. Stay at seven because you're going to need a left tackle there. But if you're sold that, hey, first round, we're going wide receiver and we got a guy we like, then you try to play with some of these guys at 12, 13. Try to stay under 15 and go ahead and go get you a wide receiver and see who's left after the board after that because there are some damn good. As much as I love Marvin Harrison Jr. and I really want him, bro, there are a lot of damn good wide receivers in this draft.
I also look at it. One thing I'll say, we got 70 people watching, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys for coming in and supporting us, man. And make sure you like, subscribe, you know, comment, man. We love watching. We love, you know, talk about Tennessee Titans, man. We've been fans since we were kids, man. So, you know, yeah, rock with us. I remember we had like two people watching us on the first episode.
Hey, bro.
Now we're 74 people.
I ain't gonna bring up what episode this was, but you remember when that one episode and it went zero?
We can't talk about that one. But yeah, man, I remember that episode, man. We started off at like 25 people and then it went to zero.
That's
what we were talking about. We were talking about what the seven pick, right?
Yeah, seven train back. And like Stanley says here, yeah, if like I said, if all ain't there, like you have all the time, you can sit there at for us, we're not in such a panic, I don't think, because free agency, there are some good offensive linemen, so you can go get some guys beforehand. And then if you don't get a left tackle at seven, like say Vault's not there, I'm not sold that Alt is the only savior in this draft. Do we need a left tackle this draft or free agency? Absolutely. But I'm not sold that Joe Alt is the only savior that can do that for us. So if Joe Alt's not there, we can sit there, wait. We're not really in a panic. We need a lot of stuff. So we can kind of be the team that just, hey, best man on the board. We got a lot of holes to fill, so we can't really mess up as long as we go the best available man on the board. So if Joe Alt's gone at seven or, you know, before seven comes up, then, hey, we start talking teams and start shopping. Hey, who wants seven? Who wants to come up here and move for a QB and then go ahead and get your wide receiver and move back?
Yeah. I just look at it like this, man. I just hope they make the right decision, man. Because I've just been – we've watched how many drafts in a row where they have let us down completely with some bad pick or some bad trade or some bad – like, man, I just want a happy draft. I want to be come out the draft and have a smile on my face and know that we are finally building what we need to build. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just – man –
facts.
I felt like last draft, I felt like I was a little hurt last draft, but the players wound up being better than what I thought they were going to be. Because we sure didn't want Peter Skoronski. We sure didn't want Will Levis. We really didn't want Will Levis. And we was mad about Tajay Spears. And it took me a while to do my research on Tajay Spears. Because I didn't really look at him and realize that the guy is good. You get what I'm saying? So... we didn't draft nobody. We wanted.
No, bro, we were sitting there so upset about everything. We're watching the draft. We're like, we got no defense. Bro, we need to fix these corners. Why? We're going to get burnt again. We sitting here. We went all off.
Drafting a receiver.
Why are we drafting wide receiver? We got our running back. What are we doing? bro, we didn't support nothing. And Morocco sit there and called that shit the first round. Watch, we're going to drop
it. He called every pick too, bro. He called every pick.
Morocco, then this shit, the second round start, and he going to text, man, I feel like we're going to draft Will Levis today. Morocco, stop it, bro. Stop it. Oh, but I can't wait for this year because I know he's going to call the same shit. But, man, you're right, though. Looking back, like, at the time, we were so upset with the draft. Like, what are we doing? This is not right. But now looking back at it, reading the tea leaves, it's like it has set us up for moving forward to what Rand is wanting to accomplish and build here. So I'm excited for that because it looks like it's a lot of fun. It looks like it's going to be young, entertaining, fun to watch type of stuff. So I'm here and I'm excited for it, but I still ain't got full confidence in Rand, and it ain't because of Rand. It's just because this is year two, bro. You know, your first time GM. I still got to see some things from you, especially when some obstacles come your way. So far, you've been doing good. So I'm like every decision that comes down, I'm getting more and more confidence in Rand and Amy. So I'm here for it. I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say this though. Even after we came out that draft, man. I mean, a lot of people, Titan fans, were so upset. But, like, the media loved it. They were like, man, the Titans are killing it. Like, I'm sitting there like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the media, like, we didn't like the draft. But the media was telling us, like, man, the Titans are drafting everybody.
Bro, we sitting there. We sitting there, and I remember, like, the grades came out. And we was like, why J-Rob ain't never get this good of a grade? Yeah. We ain't never had no A's before, this and this and that. And this. They just being biased. And then we went back and was like, oh, this is a damn good draft. J-Rob's draft all did suck. Oh, shit.
That's the thing, though. J-Rob would draft everybody that we wanted, and we get a D+. He drafted everybody we wanted to get a D+. See, that's why you don't listen to the fans. See, like, Red Carthon's learning, man. Just don't listen to us. Just do you. You get what I'm saying? Just do you. Don't listen to us, man. We just here just looking at hype videos with NBA Youngboy in the background. That's exactly what we looking at.
It's just some emotional ass fans that think we know what's best, but really we just been watching the shit and like you said, NBA Youngboy hyping us up in these damn clip videos.
Yeah,
like,
man. Travis Scott in the background of the songs, man. We watching it. You know, I watch hype video. I watch the hype videos just like y'all do, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just sitting there excited. I'm like, move, come on, what? Because man, nothing upsets me more than when I watch a highlight film. And then they don't have a good ass song with it too. Oh, I'm like, yeah. Man, this player deserves it.
He didn't pick the right song.
It made me cut off the whole clip. I gotta go find another one. This is some bullshit. I was really wanting to see.
Oh yeah, I forgot to trade like NBA Youngboy. Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey man, it's not even a shot of Youngboy, man. They just, bro, you can't count how many hype videos I watched, bro, with NBA Youngboy in the background. I'd be like, bro. Like, that's the only rapper y'all know. Like,
I turned on the highlight reel clip the other day, hype video, and it was like the right foot creep. Oh, I was like, no, this is not the right thing I was looking for a hype video.
Yeah, man. Especially that Malik Nabers video that I always watch, man. Cause I just like watching his tape, man. He got a really good tape, man. You know what I'm saying? He's just fun to look at. But I know we're probably not gonna draft him, but he's really fun to watch. You know what I'm saying? So his video got NBA Youngboy on there. So you know, but yeah, he said, "What do y'all think about Georgia's wide receiver?" You talking about Lad? We were talking about him earlier, man. I really like Lad McConkey, man. Lad McConkey, man. He does everything from a, especially playing against him. You know, he lit Tennessee up so many damn times. Like, you know, he's very technical with his routes, man. He's fast. I didn't know he ran a 4.3. Now I thought he probably gonna go in there and run like a 4.5, 4.4 or something. But 4.3, man, yeah, the dude's legit, man. You know what I'm saying? So he always open.
Now, this is what I will say though about him is a knock for him. So like he did run a 4.39, which is good. Vert 36, his broad was 10'4", but his bench was 13. Like 13. No, yeah,
he ain't that strong.
Right, you know, so he is a slot guy, so he's going to have to get separation with his feet and his moves. Like what you said, that's he is good at that. But there's going to be times where DBs are going to compress you, and that's going to be the things I'm going to be worried about him. Are you going to be able to get off those presses? Because Davante Adams can do it. You're like, Davante Adams don't have to use his hands. He uses his feet, and he gets off separations. You can barely press that man. So it can be done, but can you still be able to manage that? Because if I know, if I'm a defensive coach over there and I know you bench 13, hey, bro, press them all game. Yeah. See if he can get off. Let's see. Because, bro, there are so many DBs out here pressing more than that.
Yeah, especially in the league. That, I mean, if you can't get off a press, man, dude, like, you are pretty much, you know what I'm saying, you're not gonna be good in the league. You know what I'm saying? Because that's pretty much the main defense everybody go to. Everybody runs a too high press man. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much the go to defense. You know, so if you can't beat that, you're not gonna make it in the league. You know, so
especially in slot, that's where you're gonna see the most presses when you're playing in slot. So, you know.
But I'll say this though, we do that in the SEC too. So, you know, like, I think Ladd McConkey's pretty much done lit up everybody in the SEC. Everybody pretty much got lit up by Ladd McConkey. I'll say this though, I think he's ready for the league. I just feel like the SEC to me is a mini NFL, is a boot camp for NFL. You know what I'm saying? So most people who come to SEC, they usually thrive. If they're usually good in the SEC, 9 out of 10, you're gonna be good in the league. You know what I'm saying? So
It definitely does give you the kind of competition level or the closest thing feeling in the college atmosphere that's going to be to the NFL level. So I'm with you on that, but I do like him. Like I said, like we were talking earlier. Yeah, in that slot position, bro, they're one of the best. I really don't think you can really go wrong with any of those fours, just depending on what you're wanting from out of your offense. So, man, Ladd is a dude that I was excited about looking forward to. Man, he made some good catches in the combine too. I mean, so did Luke McCaffrey, though. I mean, but they show that their hands are there. Roman made a good one too with his hands. They was going out there making one-handed. Plus, you already saw what Pearsall did in Florida during the season. Man, he just snatched that ball out there like it was working. So, bro, it's just – I know for a fact, though, we got to get a more physical guy just in case Traylon don't work. DeAndre's going to leave next year after this contract up, most likely. So we need a physical guy, but we also do need a quick, shifty slot guy as well. So, in my opinion, we got to get – if it – first or second round, we got to get that more physical type guy. And then in those later rounds, we got to figure out how we can get a slot guy. Because, you know, the slot guys normally don't go first anyway. You can wait a little bit of time in the later rounds and then go get you a slot.
Yeah. And I look at it like this. Now, Rand's going to get them receivers. He's going to get them receivers. Man, he came for the 49ers. They got plenty of receivers. You know, he found Juwan Jennings. You know, you seen what Juwan Jennings can do, you know. And I just look at it like this, man. Like, one thing that really impressed me about Brian Callahan so far has been him talking about constantly about the profile tapes and making sure that everybody knows what they're looking for. It isn't just like, you know, the difference. I think like Mike Vrabel kind of explaining it to everybody and it's like telephone, man. You know, like if I were to tell you and then you tell somebody else and then you tell somebody else and then somebody else, it's going to be a different message. You get what I'm saying? When you have profile tapes, when you can visually see what you're looking for, I feel like everybody's going to be on the same page of what we're trying to build. So we'll see, you know, we'll see what this draft looks like, man. I do have faith in them. You know what I'm saying? It's not like with J-Rob, I'm like, oh, we finna do something stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do have faith in them, you know, faith in Ram and faith in Miss Amy, you know?
Yeah. No. And I just think that, I think it's a different culture. And like you said, like not even telephone, like misinterpretation. Some words can mean different things to different people, right? I can say tough, but tough to me can be different than tough to you, right? So you need a profile. You need a visual. No matter what you're doing, I kind of need to see what you want. Enough. Like you can explain it to me, but it'd be a lot better if you can kind of show me what you're wanting. Then I can go, oh, okay, I can build off this. You like this, but not like this, but not like this color, but this. Okay, you want to run this style, but maybe not all the time. Go routes, and then we go. Like, you got to kind of give visuals so people can see, because words can mean different things to different people. So communication isn't just verbal. Sometimes it's visual as well, and that's what I love about Callahan too, is that he seems to understand how to relay messages and relay information to where everybody can understand it. Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'll answer this question right here. You said, what do y'all want to attack free agency prior to the draft? And I like I said, I wanted to attack non-premium positions, center, right tackle, You know what I'm saying? Just some place that we heard linebacker, you know, safety. I want to attack the places that aren't, that I don't want to draft. I don't want to draft a right tackle. I don't want to draft safeties. I don't want to draft none of that. I don't want to draft the D tackle. You know what I'm saying? We can get a D tackle in the free agency. You know, what I want to do draft is positions that you're only going to get in the draft. You get what I'm saying? For once, you know, left tackle, you know what I'm saying? Receiver, you know, cornerback, you know, you're only going to get those in the draft. You know, you're not going to find a great corner in free agency. It's very rare. You see every corner that we all wanted got tagged or signed. You know, everybody was like, Jalen Johnson did, Jalen Johnson that. And I was like, he finna get signed. They got plenty of money. They're not going to let a cornerback like him walk off. Like, come on, man. It's dumb, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. I think the way this free agency is stacked up and looking, we handle the running back situation in free agency. Now, I don't think it's the first thing we need to address. Honestly, I think we can address running back after the draft, because I don't think nobody's really going to be in a very hurry to sign any of these running backs. And I honestly don't think any of these running backs are going to be in a hurry to sign anywhere, because they're going to want to see what the team's that they're going through is doing. QB, why would you go sign with a team and then they go draft a running back in the first or second round early when you're like, oh shit, I didn't sign here for competition? This is not what I signed for.
Only the top running backs are going to get signed right out of free agency. It may be, it'll probably stop at Josh Jacobs. I think Saquon probably gets signed quick. Derrick Henry's going to get signed by somebody, and Josh Jacobs. That's probably it's only going to be about three running backs that's going to get signed. Nobody's trying to be, you know. And then I see Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon probably going to have to wait after the draft. I mean, he's a good running back, but you can find a Joe Mixon in this draft. You get what I'm saying? And I look at it like this with running back. And you said you don't want to wait. On the other hand, I'd say wait to the later rounds. If we can get good value, say Blake Corum goes to the fifth round, I'm taking him. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking him. You feel me? Yeah, DeAndre Swift's another one. I think DeAndre Swift probably gets signed. We'll see. I mean, he did have a good season.
I'm about to say that's the one, dude. Like if you know Henry don't come back here, I'm still, you know, hanging on. But if he doesn't come back here, like Swift is somebody that I look at and I like a lot too, just because he runs good, he plays good. He's in the offense over there at Philly that wasn't always like run dominant. They did share how their carries was back there, and he still got over 1,000 yards rushing. Like he shared the carry load over there. He wasn't their main back, but. Bro, he was a force every time he was on the field. So that's a good one for me. Curtis Samuel at wide receiver, bro. And free agency, as I was going through and I was looking at some of these numbers and I was looking at like the top 10 guys that they have there. He's the only guy on the top 10 that has a higher than 50% catch ratio last season. The only guy. Now, mind you, there's Calvin Ridley, Marquise Brown, Gabe Davis, Darnell Mooney, KJ Osborne, Odell Beckham, Tyler Boyd, Michael Thomas. All those people's catches last year was 50% or less when they was thrown to. Curtis is the only one that's about, I think he's about 63, 64% of his catch ratio last year. So if we're going to go get somebody, we already know that, okay, it's cool to get open, but some of our biggest issues is people hanging on to the damn ball. So let's just go get the guy that's in free agency that has the best hands in free agency from last year. And we can coach all that other stuff up. At least we know when the ball comes to him, he catches. He has pretty good stats. He had 62 receptions, 613 yards last year on 91 targets. So I
will answer Brandon's question. He said, would you pay Christian Wilkins?
No. I don't like him. I don't like him as a player, bro. I think he's a dirty dude. He's that dude that's sitting there grabbing on people in the piles. He's like, you know, there's
certain. I mean, that's the reason Miami's getting rid of him, though. Like, there's no way you let go of a player that good and you don't pay him. You get what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to think about stuff like that. They're letting him go for real. Why are they letting him go? You know,
he'd be grabbing on people's junks under piles. He'd be, you know, in people's places, ain't got no any other job, bro. This is her, you know what I'm saying? This is not good things. We on YouTube, so I can't say, I almost said it. But I just don't like the way he played. He's like a Draymond to me. I just think it's dirty. I don't want him on my team. Some of the things he does, he's a damn good player. I just don't like some of the antics that he has on his field. So, but nah, I don't like him. I don't like him from D lineman.
I do like Darnell Mooney, and I've been really high on him this offseason, man. If we were to get him, I would not be mad. I like Shaheed too from the Saints, man. I think he's a really good receiver, man. I do like Calvin Ridley. I wouldn't be mad if we got Calvin Ridley as well. I don't know what kind of bag he wants, but you know, Calvin Ridley would be a good pickup.
Bro, he gonna get bagged like not Mike Evans bag, but close. He gonna be in them 20 million.
I'm good on Gabe Davis. And Hollywood, I'm good on Hollywood too. I'm not a big Hollywood guy. You know what I'm saying? Look like we almost had 100 viewers. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Know, we big time. Everybody wanted to see us two today, man. You know what I'm saying?
Make sure y'all hit the like button on the YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, wherever y'all at. Make sure y'all stop. Like you say, we almost got 100 people in here. Make sure y'all hit the like on there for us. And that'll help us out tremendously a lot. So thank y'all. Thank y'all. Ridley, I just think he's going to want a lot of money, bro. And also, bro, we did a lot of shit talking last year on this podcast about them Jags and Ridley. I don't want to have to see face again for 2 years.
They already made us eat a lunch with Will Levis' name. Like, watch us get Ridley. Like, Ram want us to be quiet, man. Just stop talking about players, man. See, I learned my lesson, man. I'm not going to talk bad about no player. We're going to talk bad about the team. But yeah, now we do have 102 people in the chat now. So this is the highest that we have had on this show. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to celebrate it, man. We got 100 people watching us today, man. So
thank y'all. Class to y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank you. I just, bro, there's a lot of wide receivers in here. I just don't think we got to go high pay. We got to kind of, like you said, we got to be smart about this money. And like some of these top guys are going to want top tier money, and we don't need to give them top tier money. We're going to have to feel like mentor. We need to go free agency as our mentors and the people that we know that can help us build the culture. And then draft is the guys that are going to build the future and going to be the guys that actually stick around. So we got to make sure that we do this free agency and this money right, and then this draft right. Because I don't think we've ever, as Titans fans, been in a situation where we kind of got the draft and everything in our own hands. We really don't have to worry. Like, we do have a lot of holes, but we really don't have to worry because there is the holes we need. There's abundance of players to fix those holes. It's not like anything's a shortage for us.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these holes can be, I mean, we're not going to fix all the holes in one season. We got to get that expectation out of our head, man. I'm in a Titans group chat, and I'm telling them, man, people are telling me that we going to win 10 games in 9 games. I'm like, what? I'm like, nah. I say, man, lower your expectations, man. Like, we're putting way too much on this man that barely even knows how to get around the building. You telling him we got to win 10 games? Like, let's chill out a little bit, man. This is not going to happen overnight, man. Let's give him a season for him to figure out what we are and what we're gonna do, and what, you know what I'm saying, he gotta learn the Titans, man. You get what I'm saying? So, and what, next season is a year that we should really put expectations on a coach, man. This season right now, we don't even know what kind of coach we have. You know what I'm saying? So give it some time, man.
This year to me is, all right, we're gonna see what Cali is wanting to do. That's all this is. No expectations of you doing this now. No, we just need to see what you're going to start trying to make this team to be, what this offense is going to look like, what this defense is going to look like. Let's start turning that page so we can visually. You've shown that office now, that front office, the coaching, the staff, the players, what players you've talked to. You've shown them what it's going to be. This year is the time that you show the fans what it's going to be. You said you want us to show up. You want us to be loud. You want to make this the fierce place to play. Well, then just this year one, come and show us what we're going to be cheering for. Come and show us what we're going to be showing up for each Sunday, because it has been depressing these past couple of years, showing up, waking up on Sundays, watching games and watching Titans football. We're ready for some excitement, and we're hoping that you can bring it. So, bro, I'm excited to see, but expectations is just show us what the future is going to look like. Give us a glimpse.
Most definitely. I do want to see a lot of passing on short downs, man. On early downs, man. I seen too much run pass for too long. It's time for us to pass and pass and punt for once. See what I'm saying? Maybe we need to pass and punt. You know what I'm saying? For once. Like, if it ends in a punt, I'm cool. At least we're trying something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, we're trying to figure out what we're going to be moving forward, man. We need to build a culture, man. A culture ain't going to get built by doing the same thing over and over again that we've done for the past 30 years. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, man. So, what All right, so we know we need DB in a situation. So what DB in free agency has kind of got your eye so far as well?
I ain't even. Sneed been gone and Johnson been gone. Man, I don't like any of them quarterbacks. they said the Titans looking at Ronald Darby, and I'm like, I don't want him, man. These cornerbacks aren't. These ain't gonna fix the problem, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. They not fixing the problem.
So I got two names that I've been kind of eyeing, and I know one is going to be kind of controversial for a lot of reasons. But one for me is Kenny Moore from Indianapolis last year, bro. He had 68 tackles, 25 like assists, 93 total, 1.5 sacks, 3 interceptions, and 2 touchdowns last year.
Mm-hmm.
So
I do like Kenny Moore, but like I said, man, I talk so much trash about Kenny Moore on the Colts that I ain't trying to do it again. Yeah, I don't like J.C. Jackson. Adore Jackson's not coming here.
So what about Tre'Davious White?
Huh?
What about Tre'Davious White?
No, bro. No, no. What? No. He can't stay healthy, man. He always hurt. He never playing, bro. Like,
hold up. He was playing. It's just the past.
I do like a Woozy, though. I do like Cheetah Bad Woozy. You know what I'm saying? I do like him.
Okay, so but man, Tre'Davious, like, okay, the past 2 years he's been injured. Outside of that, bro, he's played.
He's a good corner. I'm not denying when he's on the field, he does his job. What I'm saying is, like, he can't stay healthy. I don't need no cornerback that's gonna get hurt every 2 games.
Okay, I'm with you, but my thing is, I'm wondering if he's a good, damn good corner, right? So you've been injured the past 2 years. You know, everybody has that question. So you know you're nowhere near market value for who you are. So if we can get this guy for some cheap and try and put something in the contract that says, hey, if you get injured, though, you're only going to earn 70-60% of what your total salary is, like most contracts are, then I'd be okay with that. But don't sign this dude and don't put no injury clause in that damn contract, though.
Yeah. Like I said, the only guys that I like on this list, and I'm looking at the free agent list right now, is Kenny Moore. I do like him. I just don't want to have to hear dumb Kofi. Oh, but you said this about Kenny Moore. You know what I'm saying? and Cheetah Bay. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the only two people I like. So, look. He said Xavier Howard. Is he a free agent? I don't see his name on here.
They are talking about either releasing or
possibly. I'm on Spotify right now. I don't see his name.
No, hey. But they are talking about releasing him when it comes time. Like, there has been rumors of Dolphins parting ways with him. I am going to say something here because we did to talk about safeties, and I'm going to talk about somebody that a lot of people probably don't know, and y'all can call me biased because this motherfucker is from my hometown in Muskogee, Oklahoma, as well, and we ain't got – not but one player in the damn NFL ever. Cameron Curl, man, for Washington safety, man, he is a damn good safety.
Oh Lord, here you go.
No, bro, he is not. He's not like one of the biggest game changers, but he's a 6'1" guy. He's a big hitter. The knock on him, and the biggest knock I have on him, is he don't wrap up. He always tries to lower the shoulder and hit people and run them over, and that is sometimes a bad thing for him because he'll go and try to hit people and try to make those big hits and pop balls out. And that will cause for breaking a tackle and people continuing to go on. And it looks like, oh, he just can't tackle, which he just needs to wrap up more. He hits them real hard. And then that just causes missed tackles and people go on 5-10 yards, sometimes even for a touchdown. But he is a good safety and somebody to watch out for as well. Geno Stone, he had a good year. Geno Stone is definitely a good one as well. 44 tackles, 24 assists, 68 total, and 7 interceptions. I think he has the most interceptions on the list of available safeties currently, too. So Geno Stone's a good one as well.
Yeah, I do like Geno Stone. I think Geno Stone is a really good safety. What about Micah Howard? How you feel about him? Micah Hyde, even though he's kind of old, but
that's the thing. He is the oldest, bro. He's 33, 37 tackles, 17 assists, 54 total, 2 interceptions. If we're going one of them Buffalo safeties, I say Poyer, bro. Honestly, because Poyer, even though he's 32, he doesn't play like he's 32. He still looks like he's 28, 29 out there playing with some of the energy that he has and how he's taking care of his body. So if I'm going one of those two, I'd rather have Poyer over Micah.
Yeah, I would take Poyer over Micah as well. What about Jamal Adams? Or Buda Baker, either one.
Jamal Adams for the right price. Buda Baker, I don't know if he'll fit what we're doing here, but it's a new defense. I don't know necessarily what we're trying to do. He could, because if we are going to try to run like that more Baltimore-style 3-4 type style defense that they run over there and in a wide nine set, he could really fit in well. I mean, so right price. It has to be the right price for them, because I know that they're going to be wanting a lot, and I don't think that's necessarily a position that we have to pay a lot for, especially for those two guys.
Yeah, I'm looking at the safety list right now to make sure. I couldn't think of all the players outside my head, so I'm looking at the safety list right now. I do see Cameron Curl on here, and yeah, he is cheap. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind getting him. I wouldn't mind bringing Kayvon Wallace back. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but I wouldn't mind bringing him back. How you feel about Monty Hooker? Do you feel like he's worth that contract that he's getting right now?
What is he getting paid right now? What is he actually going to be making in 2024?
I'm going to look it up right now. Hold on. Okay.
So,
is getting paid 3 years, $30 million. So he's getting $10 million right now.
Okay. Let me close.
$10 million a year for him.
No, then no. No, he's not a $10 million a year.
Oh, yeah, Morocco in the building, man. What's going on, boy?
All right, let me plug this laptop in real quick. But no, to me, $10 million, Amarni's not worth $10 million. He busts too many plays open too many times that he's not out there. He's not all three down safety for us all the time. There's too many busted covers. There's too many times it don't look like he's actually making an effort for a tackle and hitting somebody. It just – there's too many things that's just not it for me for Amarni to be paying him $10 million a year. I would much rather invest that money in Jamal Adams if that's the case.
I look at it like this. Why did J-Rod pay him before AJ Brown? And you know what I'm saying? I look at it like this, why he's gone. I'll say this, man. I believe that we should trade Amani Hooker. Amani Hooker is a good I think Amani Hooker is good, but at the same time, I don't think he's worth that contract. Just like I said about Kevin Byard before he got traded. I said, look, I know it sucks because we all like Kevin Byard, but at the same time, he's not worth $14 million. That's a lot of money for a safety. $10 million is a lot of money for a safety. That's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, this like paying, like the safety, if y'all even know, the safety is a new running back, y'all. When they turn 30, they letting them go. You see what they're doing? They let go of Byard. They let go of all these other safeties. Jamal, they let go of both safeties in Seattle, Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs. You know what I'm saying? Like, we clearly won that Kevin Byard trade, if you didn't notice that yet. So
that's kind of why I'm pushing Cameron Curl here a little bit. I know I biasness, but he's one of the only few safeties on here. And I mean few, like two or three safeties on this list that has over 100 tackles, bro. And that's a huge accomplishment for a safety as well. You was off when I said this, and they heard too, but his biggest deal is he likes to hit and hit hard, but not wrap up. So a lot of times tacklers just bounce off of his ass, and if we get his ass to wrap the fuck up, he'd be a lot better. But, and he's young, he's 25. And like you said, he'd be cheap. So if I'm talking about Armani Hooker or Cameron Curl, I'm gonna go Cameron Curl, bro. I've been watching this dude play since high school, and he's been doing good. He played at Alabama as well, and you know what they do over there with their DBs. So, it would definitely be a good addition there if we got to go safety. And you're right, Amarni Hooker could be a trade value that we can get some extra trade picks for and get some draft capital as well, even if it's not this year.
Like I said, I'll bring back Kayvon Wallace. He's cheap, and he'd get the job done. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind bringing in Xavier McKinney. I like Xavier McKinney as well. You know what I'm saying? I think he's a really good safety. And he's young. You get what I'm saying?
I think McKinney's going to be expensive.
You think so? Well, I'm looking at Spotrac right now, and they're saying that he's worth about $2 million.
Yeah, no. They talking about this dude's going to be wanting around like 10 a year.
Oh, he ain't getting no 10 a year. Not from us, he not. He ain't getting no 10 a year. I just look at it like this. Also, we got 120 people in the chat right now, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you like, comment, share if you in the building, man. I appreciate y'all for showing up, man. We love doing this, you know. But, yeah, we can get back to what we was talking about. So,
yeah, I mean, Safety is safety is definitely position. Corner, we got to get. I mean, I know people see Adoree on there as a corner list, but I don't want to see Adoree come back. We've had that. We're trying to turn page. I want to see that. Dory's done decent where he's been going. But like I said, that's time, new wave, new new culture. Let's just move on. Let's stop bringing back some of our exes and expecting them to be better because they just learned how to put on better makeup. We already seen when somebody shows you who they are the first time, or when somebody shows you who they are, believe them the first time. We got to start doing that with some of these players and stop bringing them back.
Yeah, like I said, I only want the Titans. If we're gonna sign people with this money, we only need to sign young players. I only want young. I don't want no vets right now. You know what I'm saying? We can get the vets after the draft. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no 33, 35 year old player. You know what I'm saying? That's the ring chasing somehow, but ring chasing with the Titans. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. And so with 120 plus people in here, I'm gonna ask a question as well that we've been kind of asking within our chat and amongst ourselves and ain't got an answer. And maybe somebody in the chat will be able to answer it for us as well. Why ain't Andre Dillard been cut yet?
Oh yeah.
Does anybody know why this man is still on the damn team? Can somebody please explain to us how Andre Dillard still has a job when we was ready to let go of Dennis Daly way quicker than this shit? So I don't understand how he still got a job. Can someone please explain?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Look, hey, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I think he might get cut. Maybe they believe he got talent. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to really explain this, man. Maybe he's not a locker room cancer like everybody's trying to say that he is, and they feel like he can work with Bill Callahan to get better, but I don't know. He's terrible. I can't wait till he's gone. Maybe they just waiting to draft the left tackle before they let him go. You know what I'm saying? So I have no clue. What's going on, Ty Rossi?
Yeah, what's good, Ty Rossi?
Man, this is crazy. But I don't know why he's here at this point.
Somebody said he can't get cut if he ain't picking up his phone. That's a Nashville number.
He gonna find his way getting cut on ESPN.
Oh, God. No, man, I don't understand why he's still here. I don't know. Maybe his contract has a certain thing about a certain date, but bro, the damn Broncos was willing to take on $85 million of dead cap space to let Russell Wilson go. I know it ain't that much damn good cap space to let Andre Dillard go. We can let him go. We're paying a lot of other people plenty of money already anyway. We'll play this person not to play another snap for us happily. Please let's not see this man line up next year.
Man, after he talked to Myles Garrett trying to get tips on why he kept getting beat, it made him look like Lawrence Taylor all game. I'm sorry, bro. Yeah, right. That ain't what I'm looking for at left tackle, bro. I need a dog on that left side, bro. I don't need nobody lame.
Myles Garrett whooped his ass all game, and then after game, treated him like this is one of his little training camps he throws for little elementary kids in high school. It's here, let me show you how to not let this happen to you again after he done smoked his ass all game. It's like, bro, no. How do you let that happen?
Terrible. Man, that was horrible. I just don't understand. Like, he should have been cut after that game, like, alone. Like, we were wrong for just keeping him out there, just getting embarrassed over and over and over again every week. Yeah, I don't get it, man.
No.
They said, what if he's the star left tackle? He bet not. Hell nah, bro. If he's our star left tackle, Will Levis is going to have a short career. His career will be shortened.
Bro, he can't. He can't. I don't know. If Andre Dillard is the starting left tackle next year, I'd be damned. I'll be willing to say that Titans fans will be already ready to call for Brian Callahan. Like, hey, bro, we've already been here right now. Your seat's already getting hot, bro.
What if he actually has franchise left tackle? Your ability, he just didn't have the right coach, man. You know what I'm saying?
Then that would make Brian and Bill Callahan look like the greatest saviors ever, because everybody saw this man get whooped and demoralized by Myles Garrett, and everybody's like, there's no way, there's no coming back. Like, bro, you don't get your ass whooped, then the guy that whooped your ass picks you up and then teaches you how to fight. That just doesn't happen. If you can make that dude come back and make him look like a professional boxer now, bro, hats off to you. That's a hell of an achievement. That's not only physical turnaround, that's mental turnaround that you had to do to make this person believe back in themselves. Yeah, that's a whole nother level of coaching right there.
No, he just, at this point, dude, if he's on the team next year, man, I'm going to be real. I really ain't going to believe in him to win no more than six games. if he's a starting left tackle, then yeah, we're not going to win no more than six games. Like, I'm going to be real. I'm not even going to look past. We might win 5-4. There's no way we're going to beat teams, bro. Getting sacked every other play is not going to happen. Like, he is horrible. He need to go, man. He's Dennis Daly back. I didn't think it could get worse than Dennis Daly. But Lord behold, here comes Andre Dillard. He is horrible. And I'll never forget, man. People told me he would trade, and I didn't believe him. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, no, man, we good, man. We going to be our left tackle. Boy was they right.
We kept trying to make excuses for him. Like, hey, no, nah, man, the guy that just beat out Dillard, man, he's just more athletic. This doesn't mean Dillard was bad. He was just better. No, Dillard was bad, bro. He was bad, bro.
You got to think about it. He was a first-round pick. That's why I was like, you know, like, they saying, oh, but you got a draft line in the first round. It's automatic. Like, no, nah, it ain't automatic because Andre Dillard went first round. So I'm not trying to hear that. Like,
Isaiah Wilson went first round. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly. But Hans Warmack went first round.
So no, that's the things with me is that. So you're telling me that basically Andre Dillard's their less erratic Isaiah Wilson, and we was the New England Patriots that took on that shit and didn't get nothing in return, and they got away with the deal. Okay, all right, we lose another deal. How many times has this done happened? I'm tired. We won the Kevin Byard deal, but damn it, I'm tired of losing all these other deals. We got to do something right, man. We got to get on the other side of these tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're headed in the right direction now, man. I think this organization now can see who sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was getting worried, bro. Like, I'm like, man, nah. He said Pro Bowl next year. Man, hell no. Pro Bowl?
Pro Bowl for Dillard?
You want to talk about Pro Bowl? He trash, bro.
Oh, shit. How about this motherfucker block somebody? Just stand it. Just make it look like you trying to get in their way. I've seen people in high school do the shuffle in the hallways better than this dude does on the offensive line, bro. This don't make no sense.
Man, I feel like I could play O-line better than Dillard. Yeah, and that's saying something, bro. Like, I feel like I could have got somebody in high school right now that's a 5-star OT right now that could play better than Dillard. that's terrible, bro.
I'm with you on that, because at least, bro, I'm not big. You know what I'm saying? I'm not big at any means to play left tackle, but damn it, at least I'll be one hell of a speed bump. I promise you that shit. I'll be the most inconvenient speed bump you've ever had to deal with at the left tackle.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
What's the next topic we can talk about on here?
We've kind of hit them all. We've hit the Lenarius Sneed, Marshawn Lattimore. We covered offensive line, Andre Dillard. We covered all the wide receivers that we like that are not on the top picks that everybody else has been talking about, trying to shed some light to some other guys because everybody's been talking about these top guys. So we really hit up all the topics. You got anything else left you want to bring up? I was surprised by the Mike Evans deal. I know that for damn sure.
Yeah, granted, it is Mike Evans means a lot to their franchise. So I see why they paid him what they paid him. But at the same time, though, like he not even top five no more. I mean, they're paying him for the later half of his career. You know what I'm saying? This is the end, you know.
I feel like this contract is not like the contract that we expect you to play up to this contract. I think this is the type of contract that, hey, you've done so much for us. We're going to pay you now for what you have done, even if you don't continue to do that in the future. This is for back pay for everything that you've done. Because, bro, he's been out there on this team holding it down for them through all these QBs, been trying to make it a Super Bowl team, playoff contender, be respectful in that NFC South. And, bro, he's held that shit down. So I hats off to him. He definitely deserves it, because we wasn't going to pay his ass that shit. That's woo. Definitely wasn't going to pay his ass that. I was surprised Tampa Bay.
$30 million, bro. So he getting $30 million a year. That's what you're getting?
I think 30, 32 million a year. I think it's something like that, with his incentives and everything like that. Yeah.
That's crazy, though. He made the bank. But, I mean, I ain't going to lie. That basically, all that deal was set up. That just set up, what's the name? Jordan Jefferson. Justin Jefferson, man. He about to break the bank, bro. He going to make like $40 million at wide receiver somehow.
Bro, because you know he said that, like, I'm not signing, I'm not talking contract negotiations, so I see what y'all do at the QB situation. So if they don't handle this shit right, and Jay Jettas out of there.
You gonna be, what? So would you be on board with paying Jay Jettas $40 million a year?
Absolutely.
Now
it would have to be contractually structured and worked right. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we're gonna pay you about, you know, your contract
generational receiver, 30,
and then your incentives will get you about that 40. But bro, anytime you have contracts like that, you're going to have to put that injury clause in there. That's that shit that hurt us with Taylor Lewan. He didn't have no injury clause in there. So those 2 years that Taylor Lewan got hurt back-to-back, we 100% paid him. When majority of your NFL players, when they get hurt, they only earn 60 to 70% of their salary. So just make sure that's in the contract moving forward, because we do have issues with players getting hurt and still having to pay them. So, I would pay Jay Jettas that, because, bro, he's right up there at the top elite echelon of wide receivers right now, and he's not out of a rookie contract. This bro is out here phenomenal. So yes, pay him everything we wouldn't pay AJ. I don't give a fuck. I'll take the backlash.
Yeah, most definitely. And I just look at it like this, man. Like, if you pay him that much, I mean, he worth every penny, man. What teams have to do to stop him? What you know what I'm saying? You just look at him, he get bracketed. He get three people with eyes on him on every play. That opens everybody else up. You know, either he gonna get off or everybody else gonna get open because of him. You know what I'm saying? That you pay $40 million for that. You know, the same way with Derrick Henry, like, the whole defense is watching him, so you gotta pay him. You know what I'm saying? You pay him good money because he's the reason why you're winning. You know, and that's how I look at it. Hopefully we can get a player on that caliber again. It might be a minute. I mean, the Derrick Henrys and Jay Jettas don't grow on trees. You know what I'm saying? So.
No, they don't. But one thing I can say about this franchise is, bro, we know how to get running backs. We might not know how to do a lot of things, but damn it, we do running back right in this motherfucker. So I know that it sucks seeing Derrick Henry, you know, potentially walking out that door permanently. But I know that's one position that I always feel like I have confidence in this franchise that we know how to get a running back. I mean, from all the way from Earl Campbell, bro, to Eddie George, to CJ2K, LaDain White.
We'll grab Braylon Allen, dude, man. Big back. They can take a bunch of hits.
Yeah. You're
running the dirt.
Yeah. Bro, we're going to need somebody. Tajay's elusive, so now, you know, we need the wrecking ball now. We got the Lightning. We definitely need our Thunder back again.
Yeah. Like I said, that's why I like Blake Corum, because he's a smaller Thunder. You get what I'm saying?
Bro, and man, he's so small too. Like, you can get lost. I like those smaller running backs. Short wise, like, you can be swollen, all that. But short wise, bro, when you're behind them offensive line like that, you can get disappeared real quick. You can get in and out them holds. You can shift, and next thing you know, you're just running right past them. And that's what one of the things that made Barry so good, is because he was so small, he could get those holes. Also, Barry was so good too, because that motherfucker would juke and feel like he time traveled to a whole another field and shit. So, nah, man, them smaller running backs, I'm definitely a fan of, especially behind them big offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. But yeah, you ready to go ahead and wrap this thing up, man? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I was just about to say we will wrap that up. I'll shout out these sponsors real quick. These episodes is brought to you by LionsDenBeardCollection.com. If you're getting your beard in tip-top shape, make sure you go to LionsDenBeardCollection.com. Get your luxurious beard products. Use promo code Coliseum. Get 25% off your order. As well as this episode is brought to you by SunnySmilesCoffee.com. Some of the best premium freshly roasted coffee you will find. They won't grind it. They won't roast it until you order it. Plenty of different origins, plenty of different flavors for you to go out there. They even have sample flavor packs for you to try out as well. So go to sunnysmilescoffee.com. Free shipping on all orders in the U.S. As well, go to TitansColiseum.com, sign up for our newsletter, our email list. Make sure you subscribe to our channels here on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter as well, that we appreciate all that support. You can go to Titans Coliseum, go to our newsletters, see the blogs that we're writing up. And as well, we have merch on there for y'all. So y'all go check that out. Go get merch. We got some new merch coming out as well for the draft that we're going to be showing y'all real quick that I'm sure that y'all going to be excited about and love. So stay tuned to that and go to Titans Coliseum and go grab some merch as well. And go, if you haven't already, join the Titans Army community on Facebook. It's a great community there. Admins, moderators, all there are handling every shit. There's no foolishness, none of that BS going on. Just a bunch of Titans fan talking two-tone blue business and having a good time. So make sure y'all go over to Facebook and join the Titans Army community as well. Whole bunch of mouthful, bro. 130 people in here watching live, bro. This has been our biggest episode yet. Truly, truly grateful and thankful for y'all tuning in, y'all commenting, y'all liking, sharing, everything like that. We can't do this without y'all's viewership, without y'all's eyes, without y'all engagement. None of this will truly be possible. So we're a million times thankful for everything that y'all's doing and watching. So make sure y'all go tell a friend about us. Y'all like, comment, subscribe, share, do all that goodness and all that. RJ, you got anything else for him?
Nah, I ain't got nothing else for you, man. Y'all keep on, you know, sewing up, man. We're getting bigger and bigger. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I promise you, man, this show gonna keep getting better the more we keep doing it. So, I'm glad y'all rocking with us, man. Y'all been with us since the beginning, man, and just keep it up. You know, so
absolutely. So, in honor of Morocco, man, you know, tighten the fuck up. Let's go.